Hawaiian culture. I want to introduce to you the director of the Kuo program of the UH system, Ann Ito. Now, before Ann speaks, I do want to say that I please keep the noise to the minimum because after the year, we soon have a lot of echo, so please let's keep our speakers just moving up.
A very special good morning to Warren and Art and the rest of HAB. I feel very privileged to have been invited to join you this morning. I'm here to, at Art's request, give you an update on what is available through the Kokua program. And just by way of information, the Kokua program is only on the Manoa campus of the University of Hawaii. Just for by way of explanation, as you probably know, we have evolved into a 10-campus University of Hawaii system. And in this University of Hawaii system, there are three universities, UH Hilo, UH West Oahu, and UH Manoa, the flagship campus. Maui Community College has become Maui College, and that leaves six pure community colleges. Hawaii CC with its satellite, Kona, Kauai CC. Maui College is both a college and a community college, and they have a Molokai satellite. And then on this island, of course, you're all familiar with Windward. Windward has a Waianae satellite, Honolulu, and Kapiolani Community College. Every campus in the UH system, just like every campus throughout the United States of America, has at least a disability service person, a provider. If the campus is very small, it may just be one person who actually has several jobs. For example, I think many of you may know Anne Lemke at Windward CC. So she is an admissions officer as well as a disability person at Windward. Other campuses may have two people, and some others may have more. So the Kokua program was started a little over 50 years ago, and it was initially the Hawaiian word Kokua, capital K, small, O-K-U-A. It was a two-part program for students at the time, the language was handicaps, and for other students who needed tutoring. And in the first decade of Kokua, a blind student whom some of you may know, Mary Kuule Kaikainaha'ole, with the founding director of Kokua, Mrs. Grace Merritt, changed the name of Kokua from capital K, small O-K-U-A, to an acronym, which is all in caps, Kahiloko Kapu'ana, which means a place of growing. So Kokua is the Disability Access Program at Manoa. When it got started back in 1966, 95% of the students whom we served were blind or visually impaired. There may have been about 15 or 20 students at the most. Today, there are more like 1,500 students at Manoa, and 95% of them are not blind or visually impaired. And those who are blind or visually impaired may often be with other disabilities as well. So I also just wanted to point out a couple of other things that you probably do know, but just so that I'm sure I get to say that. any university in this country is never allowed to ask if an applicant has a disability. That is a forbidden question. So students with disabilities who get into UH-Monroe, for example, are as qualified as any other student who is admitted. The student is considered to be otherwise qualified because that applicant has met all of the admission requirements. So we have the privilege at Kokua of serving at any given time about 900 students with disabilities, and then over the calendar year is probably upwards of 1,300 to 1,500. And the whole purpose of Kokua is to work with the student with disability, the student's advocates, agencies that the student may be connected with, faculty, staff, students, everybody on the Manoa campus, to be sure that students with disabilities are respected and have equal access to everything that is available at Manoa. So the students whom we serve are not known to the admissions office. They have to voluntarily connect with Kokua if they wish to be served with some kind of access need. So let me just kind of run through real quickly some of the services that we do provide or could provide to a student with a visual impairment, someone who is blind or visually impaired. Again, noting that most of the students we serve, whether they're blind or visually impaired or with other disabilities, often are multiply disabled. They don't just have one disability, but they may have several disabilities. So I'd say the first service that we would provide is to welcome any student with a disability. And that student would need to voluntarily connect with our office and provide us with documentation of his or her disability if it's not apparent. And then we will work together with that student to identify what it is that the student anticipates he or she might need in order to have a more equal opportunity at Manoa. I'll just kind of go through maybe 7 to 10 services that are very commonly used by students who are blind or visually impaired. And again, remembering that many of them have multiple disabilities as well. So the first would be what we would call orientation to Kokua and to the campus. Today, at UH-Monroe from 10 until 2, Manoa is having an open house, and we are welcoming high school students, community college students, for students and others who may be interested in attending Manoa in the immediate or foreseeable future. So this welcoming orientation is a very important service that we provide to give prospective blind and visually impaired students kind of an overall idea of what the campus is like. There are about 20,000 students, about 5,000 people who work there, and there are over 250 buildings from one story to at least 10. Another service that we provide that is very valuable to many students, at least that is what we are told, is what we call priority or early registration. So students can put together a schedule that will accommodate their different needs, whether it's handicap transportation or their particular major or preferences for teachers or location preferences or whatever. The priority registration is very helpful. I should clarify that everything that Kokua does provide is provided with confidentiality and at no cost to the student with a disability. It is all at no cost to the student. We also provide services like faculty liaison, linking the faculty member to the student with a disability, and advising faculty about how we can be way more inclusive of a student with a disability. For those I'm completely blind. And like our previous speaker, in the aging process, I have definitely become quite hard to hear. So I applaud the previous speaker and the outreach that she provides. So we are also in the very good business for students who are blind and visually impaired to ensure that they have access to instructional material. So that is something that consumes a lot of our energy. Exam accommodation is another, to ensure that students can show very clearly what it is that they have studied so hard to learn because they have the exam in accessible format. For some students, not all, note-taking is also available for note-taking devices. There's just a huge number of technology that's available to everybody. And we have been able to subscribe to some programs that allow for note-taker kinds of devices to be used. Another is laboratory assistance in chemistry labs, or physics, or biology, or anatomy, physiology, whatever, in scientific lab situations. Students who are blind and visually impaired have sometimes asked for a laboratory assistant. We also provide services such as classroom relocation, what we call disability access counseling, reach campus, sometimes better transportation up to 9 days from one student at the campus to another. We also basically provide general counseling for any student with a disability. Maybe encountering some kind of barrier.
Oh, the community.
Yes.
Hey, Warren.
How you doing?
The Medicine Administration or other community agencies.
All right.
Say hello to Vicky.
I will. She's right here.
Service that is available.
Warren said.
Take care, Warren.
I think, as a real quick rundown, those are among the often requested services that we're able to provide to students who are blind or visually impaired. I'm happy to let you know that blind and visually impaired students are at every level of education at Manoa. Incoming freshmen, transfer students, those earning master's degrees, as well as those in doctoral programs. And it is absolutely wonderful to see students learning and achieving at their true level of competence as opposed to improper barriers that only gives them the opportunity to do so. I think that's sort of an overview. I don't know if any of you have questions. Hi there, Doc. I guess we're calling it more alternate format services at this point, because so much of it is electronically provided. It used to be that readers were among the largest group of people who hired, but we no longer have per se readers. We have people who convert material into electronic format, and students use their devices, large print, enlarged or braille or audio in order to access their material. Some things, yeah, there are some live readers, but that is kind of a vanishing commodity. If there are, I think I hopefully covered the primary services. We are now to a staff of 10 and serving these 1,300 to 1,500 students. We employ about 75 to 100 students. And we are located in the very center of campus in a building called the Queen Liliuokalani Center for Student Services. there is a accessible that service within the county because it is so huge, going up into Monoa to poverty housing and in the general area of the county. So that is accessible and free of charge at this time. So I thank you very much for the opportunity to meet with you this morning and give that information. And I just want you to remember that whatever campus you may go to in the UA system, there is absolutely definitely a disability service provider or involved program at the campus that you're not welcome to connect with. And early contact is always helpful so that anything can be put into place when you actually start classes. So thank you again, thank you to Art and others who extended the invitation to teach on this work. Thank you so much.